Aloha and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Alfredo Canencia. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. There are times when we meet with our guests and as we speak, we know that, oh, there's a lot of depth to it. We've got to go deeper. We've got to go further. And time constraints will not allow us to compress everything in one story. And we need to expand it to a part two, which is what we're doing today. Our featured guest is Kele'i Kenny. Kele'i grew up in a home where his father was a star athlete at Michigan State. And he grew up in the, we could say, the big footsteps of dad. And he also went through a period where he experienced sexual abuse from the ages of 5 to 10. 5 years of abuse, which catapulted him, the victimization of it, the feelings of shame and loss, catapulted him into years of drug abuse, which destroyed so much of his life. But hey, God turned that all around after 10 years, and he is today sane, in his right mind, and living a life of surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And that's why we pause at the beginning to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show is to bring you to the Lord Jesus Christ as he leads by the power of his Spirit, so that you can experience hope, as we have all experienced a tremendous uplift by listening to Kele'i Kenny's story. Because if he can do the great things that he's done in Kele'i's life, he can do it in your life, and he can do it in our life as well. So we tell you, as we typically do, that Jesus, who died on the cross for your sins, who shed his blood on that cross to wash all your sins away, he was buried, and he rose again on the third day, and this moment, the living Christ speaks to you, dear listener, dear friend, calling you to himself. If you're walking with the Lord, we want to encourage you. If you don't know the Lord personally, perhaps this will be the moment that you would receive Jesus Christ into your heart and follow him as your Savior and Lord. Kele'i, we want to welcome you back for part two and to bridge from what we did and shared about in the last time. You talked about how God reconciled your relationship with dad and mom, how you put them through a lot of heartache and also hurt other friends. You mentioned yourself as living like a monster.
Yeah.
But now you're not a monster.
No.
You are whole in the Lord. And the Lord has given you a passion, a vision, a calling. Take us back to the place where, as you were going through a process of change, beyond detox, withdrawals, you came to a point where you began to reset and begin to live a life of following Christ on a daily basis. What was that like?
Just coming out of drugs, everything is brand new. And you know, Bible says old things are gone and you're now a new creation in Christ Jesus. And I felt brand new. So it was kind of hard, you know, dealing with a lot of default mindsets and broken emotion. Just walking along and trying to get used to this new life. I realized that, you know, God had created me. He had a plan for me after all of these drugs, and cause I'm still alive and I'm not crazy anymore. So I knew, God had a purpose for me. But it was just deciding that, you know what, I'm going to do it his way, because my way didn't work the last time. So, I just went all in. I was like, you know what, I'm not going to go back to that old life. I'm not going to, go do drugs again. But I don't know if it's the adventurous spirit in me where I wanted to see what was next. I wanted to see what God had planned. So I kept following him for the last, what, going on 11 years now since those days of drugs.
You mentioned default mindsets. You describe that for us. What is that?
Oh, that's just this place where you automatically start thinking things. It's like the home screen on your computer. When you leave it alone, it goes to that default website, that screensaver. I think just being abused and going through being stuck in such a bad place or a rut such a long time, my thinking had to come out of that too. You know, I gave my life to Christ, but I was still dealing with certain things, like how I think about certain things, how the way I perceive certain things. It was just, it just was from repetition after repetition habit. It became a default where I didn't mean to do it, but it just was things that God slowly had to clip off of me.
Well, you know, Kelly, a lot of people go through that, you know, when they transition maybe from the life they lived before, now coming into Christ.
And
yes, you're born again. You have, you know, God's spirit inside of you. However, he needed to transform our minds. How did that happen?
Oh, that happened with consistently going to church, getting plugged into a grace group. I was terrified, you know, being brand new back into the church. I never had a grace group or a small group. And it's a place where you open up to people. To men my age or even older, younger. I was terrified of opening up and having them judge me, but I did it. I just opened up, you know, this is my life, this is what happened to me. And these guys loved on me. So I that right there, it opened up a something in me and a window where I'm safe with these guys. They're not gonna judge me. They would open up and I realized, oh, we're just a bunch of guys that been through some heavy stuff, some not so heavy, some, you know, guys been good their whole life, but they didn't judge me. And I think that was the safety place. And from there, they pointed me always to Jesus and going to church and reading the Bible. So I think just being around godly men in a godly atmosphere and hearing messages at churches and at church and just testimonies of people. But ultimately, it was God's word. I had to come to a place and believe that, you know what, this is the truth. This is what God says about me. Despite how I feel, this is the truth, and this is what ultimately stands as God's word. So, just reading the Bible, I think, was the key thing to discovering the truth.
As you move forward in your life, what was it that God began to show you while you were working, as you look ahead and into what your future could behold? What was that?
I've been a prison guard or adult corrections officer for almost going on 6 years now at Halava Correctional Facility. And I knew that I this isn't my life. I'm not going to do this for the next 20 years. And I always think back on my testimony. I always think back on my jar and the Bible and just where God has taken me the last 10 years. And I found myself at a place at Halava working out at the front gate. Like, God, like, what did you make me for? And why am I here? You know, you brought me this far. What's next? You know, so I would always have those quiet moments at work. Then one day I was surfing and I asked God to get in the water because I don't want to be a guard for the rest of my life. I'm like, God, why am I here? What did you create me for? And he spoke and he said, pastor my sheep and preach my word. And I said, okay, I'm going to ask you one more time. What is my purpose? I don't think you got the question, God. He's like, what is my purpose? And he said the same thing, pastor my sheep and preach my word. So that's where I am today as far as hearing God and answering the call. So
what's interesting with that is you have a call.
Yeah.
But you also have a job that you're in right now.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I don't see somebody that's like itching and scratching and like unsettled. You have a peace about it.
Yeah.
It's not a, you know.
A striving.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
You're where you are. You know that God has you here.
Yeah.
It's however long the season will be. But you are using this time to minister to people.
Yeah.
It's certainly a unique location, a unique opportunity. And you, it seems to me that you see it as a way of your own development.
Yeah.
As you obey God, God is preparing you.
I'm just obeying.
And it's important because we and our listeners all go through seasons where we have a sense that God wants us to move on elsewhere to do something, but we get really anxious about it. And actually, that could be an indicator that the timing's not right.
Yeah, that's right.
If we're responding that way. Yeah. But I see a real peace. Now, when we come back, you talk about front gate. I want to tie in with Mr. Los Baños.
Yes, yes.
What encounter that was about, how it connected back to school. I'm looking at, I know you have your Bible here. You brought props, right?
Yeah.
I want to hear about the Bible you found, whose it actually was,
yes,
when
right.
you found it, and how that all came together.
Okay.
All this and more when we come back with Kelly Kenny. Yeah. You don't want to miss it. Stay with us.
Beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Have you ever been so committed to something? I mean, you put everything into it. You pull out all stops, and I'm going to go all in. I know that's a term that's often used today, all in. But have you ever had somebody look at you and go, hey, I don't know if you should put all your eggs in one basket. You know, be cautious, be wise about things, and maybe just in case, almost like a safety mechanism, safety valve, spread it out a little bit. What do you say at times like that? Have you ever felt the urge to go back and say, well, on this particular case, in this issue, I'm going to go all in? Does it galvanize you to go even more fully committed? If there was any reservations, it sort of diminishes because you know more than ever. Well, if you ever felt that way, you relate with Kili'i Kenny, because when it comes to his walk with Christ, especially if you know what he's come from,
yes,
where he's been, what he's done, why he's like that. Well, he's one of those guys that have gone all in. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. My co-host is with me, Alfredo Canencia, and our guest, Kili'i Kenny. If you're tuning in right now, you want to get the whole program, you want to listen to it in its entirety, I encourage you to do so. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get the podcast for free. And more than that, get part one of the two-part feature. You can get the whole thing in its entirety and be blessed and bless others as well. Again, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Kili'i, you're a prison guard there at Halawa, Halawa Correctional Facility.
Correct.
And you're at the front gate. Something happened at the front gate that was very significant to you when you met someone. Take us back. Give us the backstory of it and what happened.
Okay. So, like Danny said, I'm working at Halawa Correctional Facility, going on 6 years, and I have a lot of downtime. When you work outside, there's not really much inmate contact. So I'm working outside at the front gate for a period of a year. And this is where I get my study time on. This is where I talk to God a lot. It's downtime, so I'm reading my word all the time. And for myself, I constantly have to always remind myself where I came from, because it's been, you know, 10 years. You tend to forget. You tend to forget what God has done. You got to always, I always have to go back to remain thankful. Like, you know what? God gave me that Bible in a jar, brought me out of complete insanity. So for myself, when I catch myself being, I guess, non-appreciative at times, I have to revisit that. So being at the front gate, I was looking back on my life and reading my word, and I read that Bible that I found. I carry that everywhere. I have my own Bible at home, but this green one that I have now that you guys
saw. That's a special one.
This is my war machine. I go to war with this thing. So I go to work. I go everywhere. It's always in my car, always in my lunch bag.
What's interesting is that it doesn't have to be leather bound, calf skin with the gold gilding around it. Hey, it's I love it. But your war Bible, as you say.
Yeah, so I was sitting at the front gate, you know, having my normal devotion time with God. And at the jail, it can be easy to get bitter because you're around such negative stuff. So I'm sitting there. I always have to always check myself daily. God, you know, I know this isn't me. I know this. It's this place I work at. So I'm studying, reflecting on life. And I just was remembering where all the seeds of my life came from as far as referring to God. It was in Children's House, the elementary school in Pearl City. And I just remember telling God, I was praying, I was like, you know, God, these people are probably in their elder years now. I don't know where they're at, but I'm so thankful I went to that school. You know, I didn't grow up going to church, but I went to that school from preschool to sixth grade, learning how to just learn about God and all the Bible characters. So I was like, you know, God, if it wasn't for that school, I don't know where I would be, because when I was at the end of my rope, all the seeds from elementary, all the Bible stories, everything started coming back to me. So I knew about God. I knew God was real. So I was like, you know, I'd like to thank the owners of that school. If they're still around, you know, one day, God, I'd like to tell them thank you for creating that school, because it saved my life. And the next day, lo and behold, I'm at the front gate, and people have to walk by me to go into the lobby to check in. So this old man gets out with a hat and glasses and his walker, and he walks in, gonna check in. I'm reading my Bible, so I'm not really paying attention to him. Then as he comes back out, he's all grouchy, like, oh, they canceled chapel today. There's no program. So I look at him and I was like, oh my gosh, what is your name? He's like, oh, I'm Domingo Los Banos. And, it's the founder of Children's House at my front gate at Halawa. So I'm like, holy smokes, I just was praying for you. He's like, about what? I said, well, I don't know if you remember me. I went to your elementary school. I'm here now, but, you know, my life took a drastic turn, and everything that I learned at that elementary came back full circle, and I remembered all the seeds of God are planted in my life at that school. And I was praying to God about you because I wanted to thank you for starting that school, because it saved my life. He's like, yeah. Come to the school and tell my wife. She'll be happy about it. it was actually the Los Banos. Domingo Los Banos is the founder.
One of the blessings of getting up in years, I think, is a lot of the filters just go down, and you know, you just tell it like it is, right?
Yeah, he is a very raw individual at the moment. I was literally praying one day later. This guy shows up at my front gate at Halava. And it actually was cool because he told me to go by the school. His wife would be so happy to hear about it and see me. So he went, you know, he got my number, went back to the school because they live there. They live on campus. So I get an email from Mary Los Banos, his wife, about a week later. She's like, oh, my gosh, I looked through the yearbooks. You were here in 1992 in sixth grade. I know you. Come down. I want to see you. And it was such an amazing reunion just to pull up in the front of the school in the parking lot where I grew up playing recess. And, you know, all these childhood memories are coming back. And I'm actually able to enjoy it this time. I'm standing and, you know, I feel like God is bringing me full circle again to certain parts of my life. So I meet up with her. And the first thing she does is just hug me and tell me, oh, my gosh, I remember you. And, you know, you're not the only one that comes. I get one about every five years to one every decade that'll come through, and with their kids, they're married, and tell me about how the school saved their life. So I shared my testimony with her. She's crying with me, and she's always praying. She just always has to take a prayer break. Okay, we're going to pray right now. And she just always call me her special boy, her little beautiful boy, and thanking God that I brought her back, that he brought me back into her life, and we got to reconnect. And she's an amazing woman. Mary Los Banos is to this day going on long-term mission trips, starting orphanages in third world countries. And she is living proof that she stuck to the basics. She's just loving people from the very start. So amazing, amazing family. So thankful that they started that school and how God just kind of just opened up doors by me just asking. You know, I just wanted to thank these people. And here I am at their school reconnecting and sharing life together with them. So.
Push that forward a little bit, Kili.
Yeah.
There are teachers that are teaching. I mean, it could be in a regular school. It could be a Christian school. It could be a Sunday school.
Yeah.
Or children's church, as we often say today. But it's, in many respects, a thankless job.
Yeah.
You don't see the fruit of it. You don't see the results of
it. That's right.
There are a number of people who are listening right now that are, they just did it this past Sunday. Mm. They're going to do it again this next Sunday.
Yeah.
They've seen generations go by. You're a testimony, but give them a word of encouragement. The Mary and Domingo Los Banos of the world today, across the country, people who are serving in that capacity, right. A word of encouragement.
Okay, a word of encouragement. You know, it is a thankless job because I put my teachers through grief in high school. And, you know, there's different ranges of ages from elementary through high school. And, you know, it may appear that your kids aren't getting it. You see their actions, but inside there's something that's sticking. And I believe that if you don't worry so much about what they're doing and what their actions are depicting, but focus on why you're doing it. Why did you sign up to be a teacher in the first place, you know, is to give to these kids and pour into them. I think if you remain that with that mission mindset, you'll always enjoy and appreciate why you're doing it. But they're getting it. One of those kids is getting it. They might show up on your doorstep 20 years later.
Yeah.
But don't forget why you're doing it, because you are making a difference. And, there is fruit there. Unfortunately, the harvest time is up to God. So.
We got about a minute
okay. Before
our break. But pray a prayer of thanksgiving and a prayer of blessing over our teachers.
Okay, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I just thank you for the tireless work that our teachers put in, Father. And it can get discouraging at times, Lord. And like your word says, you know, the farmer sows day in and day out, but he doesn't know how the plant grows, Father God. I pray that they would remain mission-minded and remember why they go in there and why they do what they do is to pour into others, Lord. So I just pray for an encouragement, a refreshing fire over their lives, Father God, that these kids do get it despite their actions and despite how the teachers are feeling. Lord, I just pray that you would lift them up and refresh them. In Jesus' name, amen.
I love to hear about these, the connections later on. Okay. And how when we live our lives and things happen today and we don't see how God is so intricately weaving it all into a beautiful tapestry.
Yes.
But to look at a part of a finished product. And there's more. I mean, I'm looking at that, the green Bible. And its edges are, frayed.
It's beat up.
Torn, tattered.
Highlighted.
I talked about a gold gilding around it. It's so old that the pages which were once white are now turning brown. Maybe it's beginning to look a little bit gold.
Yeah.
And, I think it's symbolic of time.
Yeah.
The more we learn, the more we experience, the more valuable.
Yes.
Our relationship with God is that way. The deeper we get to know Him, the closer we walk with Him. Wow. The more we relish the relationship that we have with Christ.
Yes.
The more we want to know about Him and grow in understanding His ways. I see that very hunger in Kelly Kenny.
Yes.
He is desirous of following God's call. But this Bible I'm holding in my hand, there was also another point of connection. Kind of like Mr. Domingo Los Banos.
Yes.
When we come back, he's going to share about that and how God is using that to connect with today. Yes. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Great.
On the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Here's a suggestion. If you ever wonder, what gift should I give to someone? Okay, this is my opinion, all right? The best gift you can give to someone is a Bible. Because the Bible, you know, Hebrews 4 tells us that the Word of God is living and active,
yeah.
Sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge between the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Well, the Word of God is alive. And it God uses it to change people's lives. The Bible. Well, our guest today, Kelly Kenny, he was given a gift. He didn't even know it was a gift because he found it.
Yeah.
But there's a backstory of how it connects and whose Bible it was. And actually, something that he's doing today that connects it all together. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Alfredo Canencia, our guest, Kelly Kenny.
You know, Kelly, you talk about that story, you know, in part one of our radio show here, how you found a Bible and not knowing how this Bible was going to lead you, you know, into what you're doing today.
Yeah.
But it's an amazing thing. Tell us about that, because you found the Bible, and as God was restoring you back on the path in your journey with Him, you were sharing a testimony, and the person that actually who owns that Bible found out about it. Tell us about that.
Okay, so, like we went through in part one, I find this Bible skateboarding, and I find myself, you know, at Grace Bible, being asked to share my testimony. So, there's this one time I was sharing, and I actually brought the Bible, with me to church to show everybody that I found this Bible. So I opened up the cover, not knowing that, hey, she might go to Grace Bible. I just said, oh, you know, this Bible belongs to Genevieve Naomi Tabios. And the whole crowd started cracking up. And I'm like, so I'm like, oh, okay, what's the deal with that? So then, I find out she actually does go to Grace Bible Church, and she's actually married to my friend, J.R. Matsumura now.
Right.
So, she encountered me in the lobby one day, and she's like, oh my gosh, I heard your testimony. I heard you found my Bible. And I had it. And I said, oh, it's right here. She's like, I remember that thing, but I don't know where it went. I said, well, you left it in the courtyard in Momilani. I found it in 2002. And I just let you know that this book saved my life. Just not just because of the Bible, but the timing of it all, the timing of events that when I look back, how God had strung everything together. Just, I find this Bible in a desperate time. And now I'm sharing, and I'm talking to the owner of the Bible in the lobby. She's like, yeah, I remember the Bible. I said, do you want it back? She's like, no, you can keep it. But the awesome thing is now Genevieve is actually a Mililani High School teacher. And at Grace Bible, I serve in the youth ministry. I'm actually the coach for the Mililani campus. And I think God has a sense of humor of doing stuff like this, but He brought us all full circle where we're actually having the kids group in her classroom up in Mililani, room P18B. So I find her Bible. I get my life together with God. And now she's a teacher at Mililani, and we're having grace group, and I'm the coach for the kids in this grace group, in her classroom. And, I think the neatest thing is, I think at maybe one point she may have been wondering as a teacher or just as a kid, growing up, sowing seed into people's lives, am I making a difference? Is what I'm doing counting for anything? And here she is watching the fruit of the next generation right before her eyes, like blossoming, like the seed. So I think, what she is doing, she's getting to see now the fruits of all those countless years of just pouring into people's lives, and even being a teacher, pouring. She gets to sit there and see the fruit. So.
You know, it's so funny that sometimes we lose things, you know.
Yeah.
And we she lost her Bible and not knowing where it was or what happened. And God uses what we lose to bring a blessing to someone else.
Yeah.
And then eventually it comes full circle. I mean, it's an awesome story, because realizing that the Lord, you know, he intervened in your life, and that this, finding this Bible was really a key moment that got you back on the right path.
Yeah.
And now you're actually reaching the next generation.
Yeah.
Which Genevieve is all about too, but she's a teacher.
Yeah.
And now this thing is coming together. It's amazing, Danny, just to see that.
Yeah. I want to be careful that I'm not too attached to things.
Yeah.
Because I can very easily get attached to things. Material. I'm talking about material possessions. Yeah. And it could even be spiritual things like a Bible.
Yeah.
But from what I'm hearing is, there is a purpose even when you lose something.
That's right. That's right.
Huh? Yeah.
God even uses that. So that sort of dulls the edge off of that. I lost something. Because, wow, God must have a reason.
That's right.
For why. And this is a great testimony.
So, somebody will always find what you lose. And, you know, it'll bless somebody. So, yeah, losing her Bible is probably one of the most life-shifting things.
When you're with the young people.
Yeah.
What do you see when you look at the lives of these young ones? What is it that you see?
Well, I see, you know, I see kids that they're longing for something, and I'm trying to help them put their finger on what they're longing for. And, you know, a lot of it is that broken relationship at home. You know, I see a lot of kids that are doing the same things that I was doing at that age. They're doing drugs. And, you know, society will look at these kids and they'll say, oh man, those kids are being unproductive. They're up to no good. But for me, I see a mask. I see there's something else going on in there, and I want to dig in there and I want to help them find that root of, hey, what's really going on. So it's so easy for me to share my testimony with people, especially young kids, because they let their wall down. The Mililani kids, we took a liking to each other right off the bat. And I asked them why. And they said, we click because you're real. And you actually enjoy the stuff that we do, but you actually went through a lot of the stuff that, you know, we're dealing with. You know, their high school is like the Super Bowl, I call it. Everybody's like, who's dating who and who's doing drugs. And it's just this big pursuit of longing for something and approval of people and parents. You know, these kids are broken. So that's what I see. And my whole goal is to show them the door that I walk through.
Does a young person, what are they looking for?
They're looking for acceptance. They're looking for that, that they are loved. They are approved, mainly among their peers. And they do struggle with things at home too. And it's, I think it goes for everybody. They long to be accepted and loved. And the two areas I see that you're struggling with is family and amongst their peers and friends.
Elaborate. Let's go deeper with that. Family and friends.
You know, just like in my own life, when I look back, I had longed for that. And I looked at the way I behaved. And I see that in these kids. They're acting out. It's almost like a cry for help or a look at me, attention type of thing. But through this, I'm able to help the kids. You know, Bible says honor your parents. It may be rough right now, but you know, I lost my dad already. And fortunately for me, the relationship was restored, so I'd have no regret. And I'm trying to get them to see that as rough as it is now, you guys need to mend that relationship, because when all is said and done, you're either going to regret or you're going to be thankful. You're either going to regret that, you know, it was reconciled and you did honor them, because after all is said and done, that's still mom and dad. Or whether it be a dysfunctional home with only mom and no dad, or vice versa. You know, a lot of these kids, they're longing for that, those words, I love you, I'm proud of you, good job. And they're not necessarily getting it at home, so they turn to all these other things to go achieve that.
You know, when you see certain students, or these young, you know, guys, these boys, and, you know, you see yourself in them?
Yeah, I see myself. Because a lot of them, you know, we're guilty as adults at times, or older people seasoned in life, to think that this kid is so young, he doesn't know nothing about life yet. Wait till he gets to my age, then he can talk to me. But I remember where I was at that age, and I have kids open up to me and that tell me, you know, I thought about cutting myself today. I thought about killing myself. And I remember this one kid, I totally saw me in him. And, we're outside of the service, the youth service at Mamoilani, and he totally opened up to me. And he said, you know, I was on my at my apartment today, and I wanted to end my life. And I remember just weeping with him and crying with him and saying, you know, there's more to it than this. It's not the end of the road. So, yeah, I definitely see a lot of me and these kids. And unfortunately, sad to say, I was a dime a dozen as far as being hurt and all of that. I look at this generation. It's so rampant right now that there's a lot of broken kids out there that need.
So they're not just falling through the cracks. They're flooding through the cracks.
It's a lot of brokenness.
And the brokenness beyond the ability for us to somehow to describe and even in many respects contain. So we need the grace of God, and we need to mobilize. And all of us in our own, we all got areas of our life that we need to, the Lord to help us to strengthen. But a generation of young people are crying out. Our own sons and daughters are crying out for God's hope and God's love. When we come back from our break, let's, in our last segment, let's talk about how God is using you to do that, and how He's preparing you to affect the lives of the young people who will be the adults of the next generation, the decision makers, the political leaders.
History changers.
They're going to be employed in all facets of society. But the impact of one Kili'ikini can make one, and make more than one, into a history changer. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home. So afraid that you will not be found, it won't be long before your sun goes down. Just leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year, and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You.
contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Yes, we come back to that point in our life from time to time. Is it my dream or is it God's dream? And when I know it's God's dream, okay, there's a choice to make. Do I want to do what I want and ask God to bless it? Or do I want what God wants and just walk in it? Actually, what's better? What do you think? Well, our guest today, he's quite clear about how he views that. He's all in with the Lord, and he is wanting God's dream. You're going to hear him share about that. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Alfredo Canencia. Our featured guest today, Kili'i Kini. Find out more about our program, get this show in its entirety, that and other resources at thegoodlifehawaii.com.
You know, I'm so proud of Kili. You know, one of the things that he's been blessed by God, and, you know, he's journeying with the Lord, walking with God, but he's not just not doing anything. He's helping the next generation. He works with the homeless ministry. He has his own group. He's sharing the gospel and pastoring people. But he realized he needs to take it to the next level. And Kili, tell us a little bit about that, how God began to put in your heart, you need more training.
I forgot if I shared earlier that God, surfing one day, and God had called me to pastor and preach his word. I asked him, what is this for? What is life for? And he told me that. So I brought it up with one of my best friends, who's Pastor Robbie Ching at Grace Bible, who's now in Japan. I asked him, hey, Robbie, you know, I believe I heard God tell me to pastor his sheep and preach his word. So he said, okay, don't worry about it. We're going to pray about this. If this is from God, just to let you know, you have to go to school of ministry with our church and get trained up. So that's the next step. Try to pray about that. So I said, okay, I have to go to this school. There's a fairly decent amount of tuition that needs to go down. And, you know, I prayed. I said, you know, God, if you want me to do this, you need to provide a way. If you want me to go to school, you need to confirm and provide a way. And I'll know that if you provide for me, I'll know that that's what you want me to do. So I'm sitting there, find out the school is $1,800 tuition roughly. Tell God, you know, I've been tithing my whole last 10 years with you, God, but I never did test you on Malachi 3:10. I never test you on your scripture. I'm testing you now. I need help. If you want me to go to school, you'll provide. So I left the situation at that. I ran it by my grace group. So, you know, this is what I believe God is putting on my heart, calling me to do. I need to go to school. I don't have any money. I'm just praying that God will confirm. So about a week later, after church, one of my grace group brothers, he walks up to me in the lobby and he hands me $1,800 cash. And he said, you know, God really blessed me over this last month. And I kept putting like $200 away for you here and there. But as I kept putting money away for you, God said, bless you with the whole thing. So here you go. Here's your tuition for your school. So I knew at that moment that, you know, everything that God was placing on my heart. And actually, I'm hearing God tell me, pastor my sheep and preach my word. It got confirmed multiple times, so he provided a way, so here I am again, wondering what's next.
Everyone always wishes they could get a scholarship. Yeah. You got a scholarship.
I got a scholarship, yeah.
You're going to learn not only the word deeper and the various aspects of ministry,
yeah,
and practical things and deeper things, to give you that that sense of confidence because you're being equipped.
Yeah.
But you're also learning with that you can trust God.
Yes.
That as God leads you, as God guides this, as it's often said, when God guides,
He provides.
Yes. Amen. And so you're seeing that.
Yeah.
Someone today may be feeling a bit restless, because they know they're on the verge of some change, but they don't know where it is.
Yeah.
There's a feeling of a transition that's going to take place in life. They don't really like where they are.
Yeah.
And they're not content with where they are. And so they're straining.
Yeah.
What would you say to someone like that? Because you don't seem to be straining. You seem to be at peace. There's no real... I know God has a timetable.
Yeah.
We might not know what it is, but you are as a prison guard, using that as a way to do your job very well, and at the same time look for opportunities to serve the Lord, to minister. But someone else might not be looking strategically that way. They just want to jump to that next point, thinking that in sort of circumventing the pain or the struggle, I'll get to this next level. Yeah. What would you say to someone in that place?
What I would say is, you know, just listen to God, because there is, like Ecclesiastes talks about, there is a timing. And Psalm 37:23 says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So, you know, God is ordering your steps. And unfortunately for us, we think he's never early or he's never late. But the time is strategic, and God knows what he's doing. I would tell you, just if you don't do it, God loves you so much, he's going to pump the brakes. If you run ahead of him, he'll let you go, and you're going to make mistakes and you're going to learn. But I would just tell you, listen to God and listen to what he's saying, despite how emotional you may be about the situation that you're in. Maybe there's a lot of anxiety and whatnot, but I would just tell you, hear God. And if you don't pump the brakes and you're running ahead of him, he loves you so much, he's going to hit the brakes anyway. So I don't think you got a choice. God will guide you where he needs you to be. So just stay encouraged, you know. Keep your focus on the things that he has called you to do. Because I remember I was wondering, you know, God began to speak to me about how complicated life is, how we as humans complicate life. And he said, you know, in Matthew it says, you know, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And God began to share with me, you know, the only thing that I have called you to do in this life is love me, spread my gospel, and go and make disciples. Leave everything else up to me. So I said, okay, are you sure? There's something I got to be doing, God. It cannot be that simple. And he's like, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. All I called you to do is love me, spread my gospel, and make disciples. That's the only thing I called Christians to do, is make disciples. So I said, okay, and wherever you're at, you can make a disciple. So God pretty much simplified it. And knowing where I was in my life a long time ago and how God came through for me in such a powerful way back then, that's the reason why I'm able to be all in, because I've seen what he did already.
One of my mentors told me years ago, Danny, grow where you're planted.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you are growing where you're planted.
Yeah.
And there are certain things that will come out where you are.
Yeah.
Opportunities will come. We might not even see it if we're, you know, anxious or always looking for the next point or the next path.
Yeah.
But if we're growing where we're planted, there are certain things that we cannot get anywhere else.
Yeah.
Certain things within our own character, our own infrastructure, wisdom, insight, through the experiences that we gain, will come as we grow where we're planted. And unbeknownst to us, the Lord is preparing us for the next step.
Yeah.
Have you heard of seamless transitions? I've heard of them. I love it when I see them. Sadly to say, and I'm raising my two hands, I've circumvented a lot of what I believe God wanted to do.
Yes.
The Lord has been very gracious in making reparations.
That's right.
But, wow. If I would have just held back, or like you say, pumped the brakes.
Yeah.
A parting shot to someone as we come to our close. What would you say to someone as a word of encouragement and maybe a short prayer to someone who is in that place, that they would feel the peace of God?
Wherever you're at in your life, maybe you've been broken, you've gone through stuff like I have that no one knows about. There are people that love you and that you can share stuff with. So I would just encourage you to share with those people. But most of all, you might be feeling like, what do I do? You know, I want to get to know this God, and how do I do it? You know, one scripture that I always sit on regarding my testimony is Isaiah 61:3. And it says, to all who mourn in Israel, he will give a crown of beauty for ashes, a joyous blessing instead of mourning, and festive praise instead of despair. In their righteousness, or in their right standing, they will be like great oaks that the Lord has planted for his own glory. So I just want to encourage, you know, to take your shattered pieces of your life, or what you think is shattered, and give it to God, because he promises joy instead of mourning. And, you know, there is a God that loves you. There is hope. I'm a living testimony. And just give it all to Jesus is what I would say.
We got about a minute and a half.
Yes.
To say a prayer for our
okay. Dear Heavenly Father, God, thank you for this time. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for dying so we don't have to experience shame and death separated from you, Father God. There's people that feel isolated and all alone. But Father, your word says that you never left us nor forsake us, and that you gladly take delight in us and rejoice over us with joyful songs. So Lord, I pray that they would experience the song and taste and see your goodness in their lives, Father God. But most of all, I just pray that they would know that they're not alone in these times. And for the anxious listener wondering what's next, Father God, I pray that you would pump the brakes and show them that it's all timing. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Kelly, Kenny, thank you for spending this time with us, brother.
Thank you, Danny.
A real, real blessing. And Coach, always good to have you right here.
Great being back here.
In studio. You feel at home?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you should. I mean, this is...
I like it here, too.
You belong here. And you know, you talk about some apprehensions in relation to speaking, right?
Yeah.
I didn't really see any of that today. Oh, okay. You're quite natural in what you do. And
thank you.
I think you've got a lot to look forward to.
Yes, as
you minister to people, young people in particular.
Yeah.
And as you preach and teach the word in the days to come. Again, thank you, Coach.
Thank you, Kelly.
I hope today that as you've been listening in part two of this two-part feature with Kelly Kenny, that you were inspired. God's timing is perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. I always say it, and if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus. Go to thegoodlifeway.com, click Get to Know Jesus, and stay in touch with me. And to help us with your financial support, make a donation, thegoodlifeway.com, click Partners. Zephaniah 3:17 says, "The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Kelly Kenny. Until next time, with my co-host Alfredo Canencia, my technical producer Chaz Ontai, Leo Rodriguez, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave.